Welcome to Garden Fork Radio. It's Eclectic DIY. You're here with Eric and the camera operator.
Hi.
Today we're going to talk about the first update of my weight loss journey, I think we call it.
A journey it is.
Well, it is. I mean, it's not.
It is.
It's a good journey.
It really is. You're doing great.
So I, quite a while ago, I had surgery on my foot and I love to eat, and so even though I couldn't walk for 6 weeks, I could kind of walk for 6 weeks, I still ate the same amount of food, and I put on like 15 pounds, or maybe less. But I used to weigh about 175, and I went up to like 193.
Ooh-wee.
And I was not real happy about that. And it used to be when I was younger, I could just shed weight by basically stop drinking beer. You know, And just the pounds would come off and I could put my Carhartt 33-inch waist pants back on. And this time that I just was having a hard time losing weight. And I thought maybe I should get hypnotized to eat. I didn't ever tell you this maybe, but I thought I should get.
Oh, I'm going to learn stuff too. Great.
I thought I'd get hypnotized to eat less food because I just love to eat.
He does love to eat.
And, of course, I did not follow through on that, but you can get it. You can get hypnotized online now.
You can?
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to go to the hypnotist.
How much does that cost?
I don't know. $50, $100.
Is it like interactive or is it like you watch on a metronome?
I've never done it. I just know it's possible. But anyway, so maybe 2 years ago, pre-pandemic, I found this weight loss app called Noom, which had gotten some good reviews.
Yeah.
A friend of mine was using the Weight Watchers app, and I had a friend who had a drastic weight loss, who's a friend of mine from the Lions Club, and he lost 150 pounds. But he said, oh, I had the calorie counting. You have to write down everything you eat. And he made it sound really unappealing.
Like lots of manual labor.
Yeah. And I don't have to write down everything I eat. So the new map, it looked interesting, and of course they have a 10-day free trial, and you have to give me your credit card ahead of time, which I don't like, but I did it anyway. And I tried it for like a month, and at that point, either it was my mindset or the way the new map was done, that it kind of talked to me like I was a sixth grader, I felt.
Didn't like that.
And I didn't really like that. I understood kind of where they were going with it. I liked some of the features of it. You know, it wasn't Weight Watchers where you're getting points or not getting points for eating food. It's just like, tell the app what you're eating and they kind of give you feedback on it. But it just seemed too cheerleady, you know.
That was the sixth grader
tone
you're talking about?
And so then I didn't use it. So then the pandemic came and, well, I ate more food, you know, the stress of the whole.
How unique.
Yeah, I mean, this is for Eric, it's a first world problem, you know, clearly, compared to some of our neighbors. And then I thought, okay, my 34-inch pants are now tight, and there's no way I'm going to buy another wardrobe of Carhartt, you know, when I have on my 33-inch pants waiting for the sewing machine there, you know.
What do you mean, waiting for the sewing
machine? Well, they're all broke, they're worn in, but they have some holes in them, and I got to sew. I have a couple of videos about that. And so I thought, okay, I'm just going to try the new map again. And so I signed up again. And either my mindset changed or they tweaked the app.
You're probably ready. It's really about you.
And this time I liked it quite a bit. And it's not really like logging your food. Even I think they say you got to log your meal. They make it really easy. You start to type in like toasted sesame bagel with butter. And it auto-completes the phrase. And so you punch that in.
How's it feel about that?
And then it tells you how many calories that thing is.
And you never eat it again.
But you can also, like, I go to Costco, I buy these giant bags of frozen mixed vegetables mm-hmm. for lunch. Mm-hmm. And I either put miso paste in with water or some pesto paste with water or the Trader Joe's everything but the bagel spice mix. Well, it's not a spice mix. It's garlic, salt,
onion,
black
maybe?
Sesame seed, and a little onion.
It's good.
Anyway, we'll get onto that in a little bit. But it was much easier to do. And then when you first start out, it asks you, How many minutes a day do you want to keep? How many minutes a day do you want to spend reading on this app?
Because they're educating you, and right. it's a time commitment, like and everything.
So I picked 5 minutes.
Just like you. That's your limit. Is that as low as you could go?
You could go lower. So at 5 minutes, there's usually two little articles to read. Or yeah. There's an article and then a questionnaire.
Yeah. It's because I want you to make sure you actually read it for feedback.
And so you start to learn in a very subtle way about the foods you're eating. And they have three categories of foods. They have red, yellow, and green.
Like this traffic light.
And
we all know that.
And they're really liberal. They're like, well, liberal about, I don't know, politically, but real liberal about the app. They're like, it's okay to eat red foods.
In moderation.
And there's not any guilt associated with eating the red foods. Mm. Like, every once in a while, you just want a cheeseburger.
And that's okay.
Well, with them, yeah. I mean, you're not going to lose as much weight that week.
But... right.
And they use cognitive behavior, which I really like. I like the idea. I think everyone should have cognitive behavior.
Yeah, well, that's the way to go. That's the way it'll be a long-term change instead of a, like, short-term kind of a quick fix. This is like embedding your habits.
Right. That's what it's doing. Right. You know all about this, don't you? Lynn and I rarely talk, actually. So this is...
Actually, the camera's not even... I mean, the microphone's not even on. It's just therapy.
I hope it's recording.
We did this once before and didn't record.
I know.
What were we talking about?
I don't remember.
It was a good one.
My memory lasts about 5 minutes. But with the reading, you know, they're like, you start to learn new habits in a very subtle way.
Yeah, it's not so subtle, but it feels subtle. It feels like it's not pounding you in the head. So right. It feels like you're just absorbing it and you're learning and then you're just building on the practice every day.
And like the one thing they talked about a lot in the first series, they have the 100, 200, and 300 series of lessons, I think it is.
What series are you?
I think I just went to 300. Because you don't have to read the reading every day. If you want to skip the reading and just log your meals, it's totally okay with them. They just keep surfacing those articles until you read them, and then they surface some new ones.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And, but you learn about this thing, which was an aha moment for me, is called caloric density.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's that word mean? So basically, it's the more water in a food,
the better
it is for you to eat to lose weight. Mm-hmm. And so I learned that green grapes, have a very low caloric density. And this is just an aside, but I learned that I like sweet, so I have the sweet of the grape, but I'm also eating a ton of water, and it makes me feel full.
Right.
And 16 grapes is only 80 calories.
Right. You can eat 16 grapes quickly, so you still got to watch that. But yeah.
But it's like a good, like, 4 o'clock snack food.
Absolutely. And so much better than raisins, which is essentially the same thing. But when you add the sun-dried part, the sugar content just skyrockets.
Right. So a handful of sun-dried dried raisins versus a handful of grapes, which are wet raisins, basically.
Right.
The caloric density of those raisins is 4, 5, 6, 8 times. I don't know. It's a big number. And we love raisins. But we just no longer keep raisins in the house.
No,
I literally just bought grapes 10 minutes ago from the store around the corner.
I feel like we quit the raisin thing like right at the beginning of COVID. Because I knew that was a slippery slope to be eating those things all the time during COVID.
So if you...
Can I interrupt for a second?
Yeah.
With the grapes? You can also freeze the grapes and then, like, in the summertime, and then just kind of suck on them, and then it's kind of like a built-in popsicle without the without the stick, and they just last longer that way. So that's also a good one.
Right, because you're basically not trying to starve yourself. You're wanting to feel full. And so things with more water in them are better to you.
That's right. Yep.
Hey, real quick, if you would like to help support the show, one way is to use the Amazon link for Garden Fork. I said that backwards. The Garden Fork Amazon link. It's in the show notes here. It's amazon.com/shop/Garden Fork. If you use that link, it'll take you to our shopping page. We can see the cool tools I use, cookbooks. I have several lists there of stuff. But also, by visiting that page, then going doing all your shopping, we get a finder's fee for whatever you shop for that day. That's really helpful. Amazon.com/shop/GardenFork. Thank you. So what I also learned was, like, I love the pesto from Costco.
Oh my God. Well, I don't know if everybody does. If you've had it, you love it. But it's also...
But it's not. A tablespoon of it is 77 calories.
Right. You just have to be careful.
So I take 2 cups of vegetables and I put about a cup of water in there.
Frozen vegetables.
Right. And then I microwave that and I throw in a tablespoon of pesto and a bunch of shakes of the Trader Joe's mix. The Trader Joe's everything but the bagel thing.
I'm getting it.
Oh, the camera operator went to the cabinet and got it.
Listen, this is a sound effect.
You can probably barely hear it. But how many calories does that say on the side?
Zero. It's zero. And you think that technically zero, the only thing that's zero is water. So this probably has like trace amounts of calories, but it's zero on the label.
Yeah.
And it smells fantastic. It smells like everything and everything bagel without the bagel.
Yeah. But what you start to learn is... I was like, okay, and the water is key for the vegetable thing because the pesto adds some flavor. Essentially, it makes like a pesto soup.
Soup, it does, yep.
But the water fills you up. Mm-hmm. So I don't, as soon as I get done with lunch, I don't want to eat again because my stomach has been full of water and vegetables. Mm-hmm. And the everything but the bagel is like a flavor enhancer. It makes the water taste better. And so does the pesto. So instead of putting in 2 tablespoons of pesto and nothing else because I want more flavor.
Yeah.
I just dial it back to 1 tablespoon of pesto, which is a red food, I believe. Red or yellow? I mean, it has oil, so oils are,
you know. So oil and cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that, you know, the other thing is sometimes you just have to reframe it in your head that like pesto isn't a mountain of pesto on pasta. It can be a soupy mixture in your vegetables, so yeah. You just like you don't think of it as pesto, you think of it as sort of flavoring for your vegetables, and just by reframing it, yeah, it kind of changes your expectation of what it's supposed to be. Yeah. and pretty quickly you're like, oh, that's awesome, instead of like I want more pesto. That kind of goes away because you just get used to what you're doing.
Yeah.
So, and the bagel sesame, I have it in front of me now, it's just sea salt, garlic, and onion. That's it. So I
also use miso paste instead of pesto.
Yeah.
I love, you know, like a big bowl of ramen, but that's that's a yellow or red food. I'm gonna have ramen today. Ooh. Oh no, you know we can have where in our neighborhood in the park on Sunday afternoons, the families have their home cooked foods that they sell at the folding tables. Chocolate flan.
That's kind of changing the topic.
No, but that's the other thing about the app. Is that it? They're like, hey, if you want to take a break, you want to have a fun day, you know, your every seventh day, your Sunday can be your fun day. Go ahead. That's fine. It's very.
I think you had a fun day yesterday, though.
I had a piece of cheesecake. So.
In moderation.
It's a very subtle app and it reshapes your thinking about things. And, I like it this time. It's not cheap. It's $50 a month, but yeah, I figure, okay, talking with a therapist is $50 a half hour.
Well, you know? And the long-term health problems of being overweight. I mean, not that you are not tremendously overweight, but you just want to look better and you want to feel better. And I think it's got to be intrinsic. Like it's got to be like, what do you want? Not what do they want? They're just adding to it. But if you fit for $50 a month to have that sort of, I'm in control and I'm learning stuff and I'm marching forward and I'm kind of surprisingly changing my life habits, that's totally worth it if you have it.
And it fits in with the Food Blogger Pro people's, what's it called? Zero to infinity? 1% to infinity?
Ah, right.
The tiny steps.
Oh, I love that, yep.
Because so that to rehash that is that if you do a little bit on a project every day,
it adds up.
It adds up. And then if you did 1% of a project every day in 100 days, you'd be done with the project. So the app is all about, okay, how much weight do you want to lose? We figure you're going to, and they ask you a bunch of profile questions and they say, okay, we think you can lose that 12 pounds in 3 months.
Does it, Does it ask you to, like, come up with some kind of, like, motto or some kind of, like, saying that's, like...
No, that's what I like about it. It's not a lot of woo.
Oh, okay. Sometimes I think that if you have, like, a little bit of mantra that, like, you personally resonate with, and sometimes you can pull it out, like, when you need it, it kind of gets you by a rough spot. But that's me.
Yeah,
I'm not very woo either, but sometimes it works for me.
Well, my mantra is kind of a take on... there used to be this minister who wrote a series of self-help books about don't bother with the little stuff and everything is little stuff. I mean, except for, like, cancer, obviously, or something huge like that. But, like, the neighbor who doesn't know how to park his car and I was pissed enough to go put a note on his car is little stuff.
Yeah.
And so that... I've gotten a lot better at not letting that kind of stuff bug me. I think that's more to the meditation part, but it just is because I feel better.
Mm-hmm. And you do the meditation while, you know, kind of in your day as well as you're doing your noom. And you're doing exercise.
Right. So the other thing is you can pair. I mean, obviously, I do have a thing about privacy and health data and that. But the app, you allow it to access my step data on the phone. And the Apple phone has a built-in step counter. You can get fancier ones for your iPhone or your Android phone. But
I have a Fitbit.
Right. So I just have the generic step counter. And so it counts how many steps you've had. And they have a summary page for every day. And they're like, okay, here's your calorie count so far. Here's what you've done for steps.
Yeah.
Here's your goal for steps. And so you keep doing steps. And they're like, okay, go do more.
A lot of people will know this already.
I know, but I just like to share. And
no, it's good.
You know, that's what it's all us kind of doing it together.
Yeah. Community.
So, I have, you know, kind of gone off the wagon twice. I just got tired of logging my meals. So I just stopped for 3 or 4 days.
You make a difference?
No, I still am eating well, but I just got tired of looking at the app. And they're like, oh, that's totally fine. So they send you an email after, I think, day 4.
Oh, they don't want you to, they don't want to lose you.
Well, no, because when you, in the setup, mm-hmm. they're like, what should be the subject line of the email when we want to contact you?
Oh, that's really smart.
And I said, hey. I was going to say, hey, stupid. But, you know, oh, I got spiker lying on my feet here.
Yeah, so. Don't call yourself stupid while you're going through this.
If you're curious about what's going on in Eric's brain, maybe consider becoming a patron of the show. Every week I post between 1 and 10, depending on what I'm doing with the app, just photos and thoughts and what I'm working on kind of stuff. Also, the after show, which is basically the third half of the regular Garden Fork Radio podcast. So think about that. Cup of coffee a month, a lot of Eric. You might not want that, or you might, or you just want to, like, buy me a cup of coffee a month. That would really be cool. Appreciate that. Information is below and at patreon.com/gardenfork. Thank you. So it has taken me longer to lose weight than I think the average person on there. But I've also, like, I logged 300 meals in a row.
That's good. That's a really good record.
Yeah. And I got kind of manic about it because if you miss a day, you can actually go back and log yesterday's meals. It'll let you back up to the previous day.
Yeah.
It's very forgiving. And I turned on notifications, allowed the app to put notifications on the home screen of the phone. Because it goes, hey, you know, you're going to log your 289th. Don't want to miss that. You know, it's very, very positive. And they project using their app, you can lose a pound a week. Mm-hmm. And also, since I exercise, I don't have a Fitbit or something, so I manually plug in. I basically say I've done 20 or 30 minutes of aerobic exercise. Mm-hmm. But there's like a laundry list of different exercises if you want to manually enter it, and you tap it and you say how many minutes you did or miles you ran.
And it figures it out for you.
So as a bonus, as like a treat, those calories that you burned for that aerobic exercise, mm-hmm. they give half of those back to you in your daily allotment, your daily calorie goal.
Oh, that's good.
So you could eat some pieces of dark chocolate. My weakness is still dark chocolate. I will sometimes eat half a bar of dark chocolate.
I think in the scheme of things, for needing some kind or wanting some kind of dessert, the dark chocolate actually has some benefits to it. And I think of all the chocolates, that's the way to go. And I think that's fine.
So the other thing, which I think is really important, is to weigh yourself on the same scale at the same time every day.
Yeah.
So I weigh myself as soon as I get up.
Yeah.
Because I weigh the least to them.
Yeah, most people do. Yeah. Some people wait until after they take a shower or something, because that seems to make a difference too, but whatever. And the same scale is really important.
Right, because we have the same brand of model of scale, but in two different places, and it depends on where I am. Like, if I already come downstairs, I'm like, oh, I forgot to weigh myself, and I'm already dressed.
Oh, you can't do a dress.
Right, so it's, you know, because your phone's in your pocket, you got a belt on, all that kind of thing. But I used to weigh, like, I can't remember what the high was, but I was, like, I was in the 190s. And now, this morning, I was at 183.
Yeah, going in the right direction.
So, and I can definitely feel that my pants are, some of them are getting looser.
You look better.
And I feel like I have more energy. And since I've been exercising and doing this, the last time I went to donate blood, I'm usually slammed for the rest of the day. I feel like I'm hungover. Like hungover.
Hmm.
But I do it because it's so important to me and the people that are getting my blood. But I didn't have the blood donation hangover last time.
Hmm.
I was able to work. I didn't do a lot of work, but I was like office computer work.
You weren't like completely out.
Right. I wasn't painting walls or anything, but I felt so much better. And so I think that's to losing weight. And just, I use the HasFit on YouTube, HASFIT. They have some shorter, they call them HIIT exercise. We've done them together. You know,
yeah.
You can use light hand barbells, you know, hand weights or water bottles. And they're very like.
Or cans.
Cans. One of them does the regular exercise. The other one does the modified. You know, if you can't move that well, you're not as flexible. And they're super. They're just very relatable and approachable.
Yeah, they really are.
So I do that. I try and do that almost every day. And I do earlier in the day, the best.
Always do it earlier if you can. So you don't like shove it to the bottom of your day and then just.
And you're too tired.
And then you're too tired and you're like, yeah, I just can't do it today.
Yeah. So and I eat. We're lucky to have a vegetable stand on our corner. So I eat a ton of bananas.
Fresh vegetables.
I eat grapes. I don't know if you noticed, but we eat less avocados now.
Oh, I hadn't noticed, but it's a good point.
Avocados you can buy every 10 feet in our neighborhood.
They have good fat, but still it's fat.
Right. So, but you need to have some fat.
Absolutely.
Your brain. And like walnuts are super caloric, but they're a brain food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, actually.
Kale's the best, though.
Yeah.
Kale's the best food you can eat, I think.
Yeah, but I can't blame people for getting tired of kale.
There's also one other big important thing that's contributed to your success. And that is, remember after your bout of COVID, you had a...
Oh, I stopped drinking.
You stopped drinking. So there is actually a silver lining to COVID. I don't really want to promote that, but at least that happened to Eric. I don't think it happens to many people, but we have heard it happening to some other people too.
Well, I talked to Jessamine, our neighbor, who's a ICU nurse.
Yeah.
And she said that's fairly common.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
She works with COVID people on ventilators. So
that's heavy stuff.
Yeah. She's amazing. So yeah, I stopped drinking and I guess we could talk a little bit more about that about an after show, but there's a bunch of non-alcohol beers out there.
Oh yeah. They're fun.
The most popular one of them, like the micro of the microbreweries is called Athletic Brewing. And then the other one we like, I found in St. Louis when I went to see my sister, the O'Fallon Brewery has a subsidiary, a spinoff. Do you remember the name? Oh, you got it. And they brew regular beer and then they strip the alcohol out of it. So you can have, like the one I really like is called, it's called Wellbeing Brewery. And they have the, I'll call it Heck Razor Dark Amber.
It doesn't say Heck Razor.
Well, it says another word. And it does have a trace amount of alcohol in it because they're using, I bet they use...
0.5%.
Almost like a dialysis kind of thing to remove the alcohol.
Like when they decaffeinate coffee? Kind of like they, you gotta...
There's different ways to decaf the coffee, yeah. So it's probably different ways to get the alcohol out.
Okay.
And as you get older, alcohol, which is basically ethanol... and your brain don't mix very well. So you, I think you have more of a, you will have more memory issues if you drink alcohol later in life.
Yeah.
They also suggest reading fiction books later in life because it forces you to keep track of a story arc.
Oh, be creative.
Yeah.
There you go. Here's the other kind that, that we drink. I think you mentioned this earlier. It's called Athletic Brewing Company.
And they have several different kinds.
Like IPAs.
And that one's brewed to be non-alcohol as opposed to the Well-Being Brewery, which is in St. Louis, Missouri. I ordered this online. They will ship it to you. I got 2 4-packs, and I want to get some more now.
This one does have alcohol in it, by the way.
Oh, okay. So I don't miss drinking. It's weird. We had a block party yesterday, and a number of people were pounding drinks, and I'm like, I don't want to do that, and I'm really happy I'm not going to have the headache they're going to have tomorrow. So I don't know. I just wanted to share with you my experience with the weight loss and the new map. I don't have an affiliate relationship with them or anything. It's not cheap, but then it's a lot cheaper than having a back surgery because you're overweight and your spine is, your discs are failing.
You know what? The other thing that's pretty cool about it is that they said in the beginning that just by virtue of writing things down and being self-aware of what you're eating and putting it in front of your own face, like if you're honest with yourself and write down everything that you eat.
And you don't have to write it down. You just punch it in and it autofills.
No, no, no. It's really easy. I was going to suggest, like, even if you're not doing the new map, you could just write down. And didn't they say, like, on average, if you actually do that, you'll lose, like, 2 pounds in 2 weeks or something? Like, by virtue, you don't have to change anything because you will just self-adjust to because it's in your face, but you got to be honest with yourself, of course. It's kind of
like I went to RER Sports the other day to buy the mosquito repellent thing, which works really well, by the way. That was in the latest email, but I'll put it in the show notes here. But they had sports, and I was, you know, it was the afternoon, and I was in Manhattan, and I wanted a snack.
Oh, they had sports. What sports bars?
Sports bars. So they had the Cliff bars.
Yeah, they're bad.
And then they had this local homemade, looked like a homemade brand. Mm-hmm. And I looked at the calories, and the homemade brand was half the calories, and it was peanut butter chocolate. And I love peanut butter and chocolate. So I got that one.
Yeah.
So it just, you start to attune yourself. Like you go to the gas station on the highway, you could pick mixed nuts, which have a high calorie count, but are healthy. Or you could pick, you know, the Snickers bar, which is not nearly as healthy.
You've learned a lot because you really didn't know very much about calories before. And now you're much more.
Now I'm lecturing you about it.
Yeah, right. Watch what you ask for.
That's a red food.
Yeah. So it's because I still like the beer every now and then. Thank you.
Which is fine.
But being aware is really super important. So it's been good. It's taught you a lot.
All right. So if you have any questions about it, I'd be happy to answer them. It's radio@gardenfork.tv. Or if you have had an experience with health and nutrition or weight loss and you'd like to be on the show, send me an email too, radio@gardenfork.tv. It was really cool to have Helen on, who has her electric car and goes camping and loads up her e-bikes or Rad Power bikes on it. So I think just people sharing their stories is pretty interesting.
Oh, fun.
So. All right, the camera operator are going to stick around for the after show. We're going to talk about Inside the World of Andy and Spike. They just went to Prospect Park this morning.
For the first time.
For the first time, the 500-acre park. So thank you so much for listening. Again, radio@gardenfork.tv. Go out and do cool stuff.
Bye, y'all.
Garden Fork Radio is produced by Garden Fork Media LLC in Brooklyn, New York. Our producer is Sean O'Neill. If you need an amazing podcast producer, visit Sean's site, seaninbrooklyn.com. That's Sean, S-E-A-N, in Brooklyn.com. Our executive producer is Jimmy Goose. For more information about Jimmy and the custom hollow books he makes, visit hollowbooks.com. The music in the show is licensed from audioblocks.com and uniquetracks.com.